I don't believe this shit. I thought I had a whole... I thought I had a whole pre-show going here, and I didn't. I think I'm going to throw my guts up. I think I'm going to throw my guts up. Throw my guts up. Throw my guts up. All right. All right, well, we'll just do what we did during the other pre-show that I did and didn't record. We'll go through our ablutions. Go to our playlists. Go to L-Cut, next step.
Yeah.
Wait a second. And what we're going to be looking at here is scene. Go to scene here. There you go. And let's see how this looks.
Hold on, I have to take a drink. Is it alcoholic? Yes, it is. Do I need it? No, I don't. Is it necessary? No, it isn't. But yet, do I have the right? Yes, I do have the right to drink the alcoholic beverages here
in
L-Cut, the next step. And so, well, Billy, if you want to get the... Jesus Christ. L-Cut, the next step, will now immerse. Oh, yeah. L-Card. Wow, that was great. The immersion is lasting, and it lasts for as long as you do, for as long as I do. For as long as you do. Do. I just did what I didn't want to do. I said do. Oh, boy, this is going to take some time. Yeah. Hello? This is L-Cut, and we are going to be going along. Now, this is the sacred path where the renewery is. We'll go down here into the trail with us. Is Bithynia, and there she is, she's leading the way. Bithynia will lead the way here. Deep into these trails, it is said that the Overlord gains his wisdom, his wit, and his ability to survive insult. We'll see whether it's true or not. All right, now we're deep into the Overlord. This is where the Overlord was first. Death the first Overlord to become imbued was a guy by the name of Fess Watkins. And I can't tell you what happened to him, but I know that Fess today exists only on an atomic level. Don't you laugh, goddammit. I can see you people out there laughing. You laugh at me, L-Cut. And there's a price to pay. L-Cut out. Welcome back here to L-Cut. Now I'm going to go into the labyrinth. This is L-Cut, the next step labyrinth. And you'll see it. In this labyrinth, many have lost their minds.
Wait a minute, man. This is not...
You can see why. It's just a circle of rocks. And right in the middle is the ancient Wiccan symbol of fertility... But sterility.
Interesting.
Hello? This is L-Cut, and we are going to be going along. All right, now we're deep into the Overlord. This is where the Overlord was first. It represents both the rigidity and the flaccidity.
All right. So, we are rock and roll with all that shit. That's good. That's good. Okay. Over my left shoulder, you will be looking at the Soul Train Awards, which makes us want to throw up at least some of the stuff we saw. Maybe a lot of it's okay. I don't know. What do I know? Very short pre-show, Alex, I think. And for those of you that are watching, I would say that We've had a blast out here, and Elcott's been with us every step of the way. There's no question. He has suffered with Jerry, and you know, the backstory on this is that Elcott is, he's not being respected by the overlords. Elcott, in fact, is being used badly by all of the trash and con artists that have infiltrated Elcott the Next Step for their own purposes. And there's Ed Elcott trying to do it right, because he's the great-great-great-grandson of the founder, Hevner Elcott. And what is he getting for his trouble? Just a whole lot of shit from Beans Halberstam, and who he did say leads a sham existence. Also, in this episode, we're going to do, we're going to kind of roll all of our video together. Finally figured out a way to do that on iTunes, and we'll do that. Culminating with the last piece of video we did today, which is from the restaurant here and we'll also see me sitting in the fucking mud that smells just like it came out of a cow's rectum. All right. Just want to give myself a shout out. Want to give myself a shout out for that. I think I deserve some love, and appreciation for that. All right. What else? We will be returning to our regular El Pacifico Studios Sunday night. It looks like we will have a show from the El Pacifico on Monday. We are discussing the possibility of taking the Phil Henry show on the road again to Northern California, but we're at this particular juncture not completely clear on that. What else? You know, did I bring that coffee with me? Maybe. I don't think I did. Shit. I could really dig that.
In the car?
Nah, I don't think so. I think it's, the Soul Train Awards are on. Boy, do they suck. God, they fucking suck. Who's that bucktooth motherfucker there? On the, holy Christ. All right. Without further ado, we're going to bring on now, for your teenage dancing and listening pleasure, the Phil Henry show here for the 27th. This is our BSP only show, so this is going to be a quite a challenge, no question. Now let me see, where am I at here with breathe. Trying to get to, here we go. Man, that is fucking loud, dude. Woo! Wow, that's fucking loud. That turns down the headphone level, but set here from the whatever the fuck with the Renewery here in Palm Springs, California, postal code 523. We still use postal codes here in Elcott the Next Step. I just like them. Palm Springs 38, California. All right, and we begin.